Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZoo Keeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Dover Demon.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Dover is a little town in Massachusetts with a population of just fewer than 6,000 people and a median household income of more than $250,000 a year, which makes it the richest town in the state. It's located about 15 miles southwest of Boston and about 200 miles west of Gloucester, home of the Gloucester Sea Serpent. But Dover doesn't need that cryptid. Dover has its own mysterious creature, catchily called the Dover Demon. The Dover Demon is said to be about 4 feet tall, with a slim body and a huge, melon-sized, figure-eight-shaped head perched atop it. Its arms are long, ending in hands with extended tendrilled fingers. The being is reportedly hairless, with a wet, sandpaper-like texture to its peach-colored skin. It also has either glowing orange eyes or glowing green eyes, depending upon which witness you ask. It has no other features on its head. So, it's described as looking like a typical gray alien, except it's peach-colored instead of gray. It appears to be bipedal, but also seems to be comfortable moving on all fours. The Dover Demon is a relatively new cryptid, and only has a handful of confirmed sightings, so despite its popularity in cryptozoological circles, there really isn't much mythology known behind it. For what it's worth, there are those who believe that its roots lay within the Cree legend of the Manigishi, a humanoid trickster that sometimes fits the physical description. The Dover Demon was named by noted cryptozoologist Loren Coleman, who was the initial investigator of the most famous sightings. Coleman came up with the name because the alliteration sounded good, and the local press did the rest. The name stuck. Even though Coleman did not feel the creature was extraterrestrial in nature, he rounded up a trio of ufologists to help investigate: Joseph Nyman, Ed Fogg, and Walter Webb. He just wanted seasoned and experienced investigators in tow to help him give the most critical examination of the claims. Since its discovery, stories of the Dover Demon have been rampant in the area, thanks to an active and bored press. Local urban legend has it that the creature can become invisible and will hide in the trees while stalking its next victim. The stories also say that the demon makes a blood-curdling sound that is somewhere between a hawk's cry and a snake's hiss. But the official sightings themselves do not make any of these claims. So, what claims did the official sightings make? Well, the famous sightings of the Dover Demon all occurred over a two-night period on April 21st and 22nd of 1977. It all began about 10:30 p.m. on the night of April 21st. A 17-year-old boy named Bill Bartlett, along with his friends Mike Mazica and Andy Brody, was driving in his Volkswagen northbound on Farm Street. The trio came across what Bartlett thought was a dog or cat perched upon a small stone wall. When the creature came into the car's headlights, it turned its head to look at the light, and Bartlett could see that it was not a dog or a cat. It was actually unlike anything he had ever seen before. Bartlett described it as having a head the size of a watermelon on a disproportionately thin body that was like a baby's, but with long, gangly arms and legs. The thing was tan or peach-colored with skin like wet sandpaper, and it stared back at the boys with glowing orange eyes that reminded Bartlett of marbles. It had no nose, mouth, or ears. Bartlett's friends claimed to have not seen the creature, and it was gone before they could double-check for it. Later that night, around midnight, 15-year-old John Baxter was walking home from his girlfriend's house on Miller High Road when he also saw the Dover Demon. He had walked about a mile onto Farm Street when he saw a figure approaching him from the other direction. He shouted a greeting to the oncoming shape, thinking it may be someone he knew, but the sound made the thing run into a gully. Baxter followed it, trying to get a better look, and a better look he got. The creature stopped at the edge of the woods and looked at Baxter from about 30 feet away. Baxter could see that the creature had a body like a monkey with a large figure-eight-shaped head with two glowing eyes that were looking right at him. He also noted that the beast's feet seemed to mold around the rock it was standing on. This is when the young man got scared and scurried back up the bank to the road, where a passing car picked him up and drove him the rest of the way home. The next day, April 22nd, again at about midnight, a 15-year-old girl named Abby Brabham and her 18-year-old boyfriend Will Tranter claimed to have seen the same creature in a field on Springdale Avenue, which connects to, you guessed it, Farm Street. At first, both thought it was a naked child, but as they got closer, they could see that it was like nothing they had ever seen before. Brabham said that it was about the size of a goat and noted the glowing eyes, although she swears that the eyes were green and not orange, even when investigators pressed her on the subject. Bill Bartlett, John Baxter, Abby Brabham, and Will Tranter all made sketches of the creature after their encounters, and the pictures were eerily similar, just as their descriptions were. Bartlett, who was a visual artist and painter, even wrote on his sketch, "I, Bill Bartlett, swear on a stack of Bibles that I saw this creature." He even acknowledged that he and his friends had smoked some weed that night, but that didn't mean he didn't know what he saw. Although these 1977 sightings are considered by most to be the first, there is an encounter that occurred 5 years earlier, in 1972, that some claim may be the actual first glimpse of the Dover Demon. A young man named Mark Sennett and some friends saw a small figure at the edge of a pond deep in the woods near Dover Sherburn High School. They weren't sure what they saw, but some think this is the actual first sighting of the Dover Demon. Since 1977, there have been a smattering of additional sightings, but most are not credible or have been chalked up to impressionable minds being manipulated by campfire stories. The encounters in 1977 are considered by most to be the definitive sightings of the Dover Demon. So, what could the Dover Demon actually be? The most popular realist theory is that the witnesses saw a moose yearling, mainly because whatever they saw was spotted at night and near water. Although, no adult moose was spotted in the area, and young moose were out of season. Also, this does not explain the fact that some of the witnesses saw the creature walk on two legs. Another theory is that it was a red fox, sick with mange so it had lost its hair. This seems more plausible, but what the witnesses saw was much bigger than a normal fox, and again, it walked on two legs. Some think that the Dover Demon is actually an escaped lab monkey, and while it may fit that description, no labs nearby reported any escapes or losses. Along these lines, some also believe that the demon was an escaped gibbon, a monkey-like primate that fits the physical description. Owning a gibbon as a pet was illegal, but not unheard of, so it's possible that if someone's pet escaped, they'd want to keep it a secret and would not report it. Because of the mysterious creature's otherworldly appearance, one of the most popular theories amongst true believers is that the Dover Demon is an alien, an extraterrestrial being of some kind that was exploring the Earth for a couple of days. The description sure fits that of a common alien being. And then, there are those who believe it was all a hoax fabricated by some kids in order to garner some attention, which it certainly did. Although, Lauren Coleman interviewed all of the witnesses within a week of the sightings and judged them to be credible, and even Dover Police Chief Carl Sheridan vouched for the witnesses, saying that they were all good, honest kids. So whether what they saw was real or not, they all definitely believed it was. Then, of course, there's our favorite explanation, that what Bill Bartlett and the others all saw was, in fact, an animal, not yet discovered or classified by science. A cryptid. For a cryptid that only has a few confirmed sightings, the Dover Demon is a pretty popular one. While it's not quite on the same level as Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster, it's easily comparable to the Jersey Devil or Mothman in how fascinated cryptozoologists are with it. Despite its crossover fame, the Dover Demon doesn't have the clout that other cryptids have in the pop culture realm. It's appeared in card games, in short films, and on podcasts like this one, but its most famous inclusion in media is probably its having an episode of Animal Planet's The Lost Tapes, the same show that made the Oklahoma Octopus famous, dedicated to it. Locally, there's a New England youth cycling team named after it, but that's kind of it. The demon just has to rely on local campfire stories to stay relevant. Dover doesn't even hold an annual festival to celebrate the demon, which is strange, because what else do the rich folks of Dover have to do with their time except celebrate their world-famous cryptid? And that's going to do it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, Please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in there and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there as well. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and